Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you had a great weekend. You're having a great Monday. The Summer League is starting, and obviously that means that a lot of the new players who have come into the NBA from the NBA draft are making their debut for their franchises that drafted them. For Memphis, that, of course, means the debut of 10th overall pick Zaire Williams. And I'm happy to welcome a man who certainly knows a lot about Zaire from their time together at Stanford, Oscar Da Silva, associate head men's basketball coach at Stanford, Adam Cohen. Adam, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Really looking forward to being a part of this and talk a little bit about our guy.
Yeah, it's amazing to see just the development of, you know, you're talking about these players, you know, who a year ago you're sitting here talking about all these players in their high school games, these high school showcases, things like that, going through obviously what was an unprecedented season at the college level. And now a year later, they're making their debuts for the NBA franchises that drafted them. It's crazy to see. But let's get right into that, Coach Cohen. A year ago, obviously, Zaire, you know, obviously his high school experience playing with other fellow national recruits, obviously, you know, being involved with, you know, LeBron James's son, Dwayne Wade's son, things such as that. You obviously, when you look at Zaire's highlight tapes, he's playing with a lot of great talents at his age level. What made him stand out as y'all were going through the recruiting process during his high school years?
So we're fortunate to get to know Zaire really early in his career. He came to our elite camp as a high school freshman. So he was actually able to get on our campus and meet us as coaches. And we got to know him and his family a little bit. And from there, you know, the number one thing for us, obviously, being at Stanford is the academics and the character. He was as high of a character as a person and a family as we could find. And we were able to really build a relationship with him over the course of 4 years that led to a high level of trust between us and obviously just really excited about where it took us. Zaire was a great student, a great person, cared about others, great teammate, and just the type of person that, you know, as the recruiting process unfolded, we really didn't feel like he changed much. He was a kid who, you know, worked his way into being a guy that was highly touted, but didn't come out that way when he was a freshman. Not a lot of people knew about him, and we were fortunate to get in very early, and then we were able to see his development over the course of 4 years.
And obviously those relationships are certainly what matters. And I think that that's something that has really stood out about Zaire over the past few weeks that, you know, us as people who cover the Grizzlies, fans, what have you, have gotten to know Zaire a little bit. It's that engaging personality and the intelligence that stand out. I don't really know if it's given enough credit just how smart of an individual Zaire is and how engaging of a personality he has. There really is the intangibles there that make you realize this is a hardworking young man who really has a passion for basketball, but is really intelligent both on and off the court to a level that makes him stand among his peers.
Absolutely. He is the type of person that can go into any room at any time and not only have a conversation, but lead a conversation and really have a real interest in what the other people are about and what they value. He's just a unique, unique kid who's been raised by two great parents. He's an only child, and he is really, character-wise, as a person, just a really, really good kid who is developing and maturing day by day. And he's the type of kid that you want to be around. He's happy. He's got great high energy and positivity, and he's just he'll be a great person in the community and be very involved in many different things.
And speaking of many different things, another thing that stands out about Zaire Williams' game is the fact that he can do many different things on the court. Coach, when you were looking at his high school tape and as y'all were going through the process of getting to know him, developing that relationship, hopefully, obviously, you know, to lead to him committing to Stanford, what stood out the most for a player his size? Was it the shot creation, the two-way ability, the facilitation? I'm sure all of those things stood out. But when you compare him to his peers among the best in the 2020 class, what really stood out about Zaire during his high school career?
Yeah, so he obviously has great size and skill level. You know, he, as a high school freshman, was about 6'5", 6'6", very long and skinny, but he could always move really well and could handle the ball at a high level. And then as he grew, you know, he became about 6'8", 6'9". By the time he was a senior, his skill level just kept improving and improving, and he could pass, and he can use ball screens, and he could play in transition, and he can guard multiple positions. And then he learned how to be, you know, kind of have that killer instinct that I think took him time to develop. But once he got that in, as his junior and senior year, he realized that, you know, he's pretty darn good. And I think before he was playing on, you know, a lower level AAU circuit, then he played on the higher level circuit, then he played USA basketball. It kind of just brought him confidence over the course of time. And you could see his game develop over the course of the 4 years. He went from this kid who was just a long, skinny kid who, you know, was somebody that had a high upside, to really tapping into that upside, developing his body, developing his skill set, and allowed him to be able to play multiple positions on the perimeter.
And that's the key that stood out, obviously, during his time at Stanford. Now, obviously, you know, if you look at the box score, you know, there were certainly times that stood out that showed just how of immense talent potential he certainly has. The numbers overall themselves may not necessarily reflect that, but there was clearly so many different ways he could add value on the court. When y'all were bringing him into the fold, coming into the 2020-2021 season, what role did you envision for him to play? And did that change over time as y'all, I know y'all dealt with COVID. Obviously, he dealt with his own absences and injuries as well. Did he fulfill the role that y'all had for him to start out, or did he have to take on a more important role as the season went on?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think we had a crazy situation in our county. It was very unique compared to anywhere else, where we were not on campus for about 3 months. And the truth is, Zaire did not get to experience exactly what a normal Stanford college basketball player should experience, and students. However, he did incredibly well in the classroom, off the court especially, and then on the court, you know, he started from day one, had a great first game against Alabama in the Maui Invitational, which is located in Asheville, North Carolina. And then from there, he had to deal with some injuries, and he had to deal with some family things back home, which made it not easy for him, but he learned how to deal with adversity. And I think it would make him better moving forward. I also believe that, you know, his role on our team was, we knew it was going to be high in a big role. I mean, he was an incredibly talented player who plays the right way. And I think the role was as high as we could have imagined. It was just, we expected him to come in and have a huge impact. And at the end of the day, he did.
And that's something for the Grizzlies' perspective that, you know, one of the big reasons why they made the move that they did to get up to that 10th spot in the draft, Coach Cohen, was to be able to go after, from a roster need standpoint, a big wing who could do many things. But also from a skill set standpoint, they really wanted to get a guy who could create his own shot. When you look at the big wings that were in that basically 5 to 15 area of this draft on most big boards, one thing that stood out about Zaire is the overall ceiling as a shot creator, but also as a facilitator. For a team like the Grizzlies, who needs that secondary shot creation to support Ja Morant, the secondary facilitation to support Morant, it certainly seems like that type of combo is what could make Zaire such a special talent offensively.
No, that's exactly right. He has the ability to play off the bounce. He has the ability to attack closeouts. You know, when Ja Morant and all the guys that the Grizz have caused so much attention for the defense, and Zaire will be able to stretch the court with his three-point shooting. He's a way better shooter than his percentages showed, especially, you know, he's going to keep developing that. He is able to really, really play off the bounce and create his own shot, as well as create for others in pick and roll situations. So I think it's a perfect fit around a lot of other great young talent. Couldn't be more excited for the opportunity he has and the team he's going to.
You know that 85% of players who play daily fantasy sports lose. That's right. 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose. Is it really that surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You don't stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name the stakes, winner take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. You are in total control. Stat Hero is daily fantasy sports the way it was meant to be. One-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon. Sign up for free. And right now, you can get 3 times back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon to get a 300% match on your first play. Stathero.com/lockedon. Another thing that really stands out about the Grizzlies this past season, I'm not sure how much you got the chance to watch them play. Obviously, Brevin Knight, play-by-play announcer for the Grizz, is a Stanford alum as well. But one thing that stood out with Coach Taylor Jenkins is the ability that he created for the depth of this team, with many of their better players out, to play great team defense. And that's something else that stood out about Zaire Williams: his length, his decision-making, both the ability to potentially create turnovers, but also be able to play defense. In terms of his defensive impact, is it better on ball? Is it better off ball? Is he more of a guy who's opportunistic to create turnovers? What really stands out is the strength of Zaire Williams' defensive potential.
Yeah, he joined a team here that was a really high-level defensive team. The last 2 years, he's been in the top 25 defense nationally, and he fit us perfectly. He has great length, off the ball, where he's able to use his instincts to get into the passing lanes and force turnovers. He also can really move his feet. So we put him on smaller guards, sometimes even point guards, using a 6'9" frame, to create issues for smaller guards where he can use his length. He absolutely will be a menace defensively because he can move so well, and he has great instincts on and off the ball. He's got to get a little bit stronger, and when he's guarding these bigger wings. But in terms of going smaller guards who have some quickness, he's really, really good on that end.
And that was something that, just looking at scouting reports as well as the tape at times, you would think that that probably is what stands out about him compared to other big wings defensively. A lot of times you look at these big wings being able to guard up in terms of size. Zaire, he may be able to do that, but one thing that really stands out about him is he can guard down in terms of having the quickness to stay with those smaller guards, which really could help in the complex schemes in the NBA. If Zaire gets, on one of those smaller quick guards, he still has the ability to stay with them to be able to get the stop that's needed for the Grizzlies.
Absolutely. He you can look back at different games he played for us, and he guarded at times 4 positions. And I think there aren't many guys who can also create shots on the other end who can also guard that many spots. It's one of his best assets, the way he can move his feet. And I really believe that he's in a great, great position to succeed on that end early on. Especially because he understands schemes, he understands, rotations, he understands how to play pick and roll defense, and he can really guard the ball one-on-one.
And obviously, as you mentioned, I'm not sure of all the different situations that the Stanford basketball program has gone through over the years. I would imagine to say, or be confident in saying, very few of those seasons have been like this past one. But that same mentality, that same persona that stood out to you about Zaire, about not letting the stardom get to his head, staying even keel, staying the same, personality that he was throughout the recruiting process, that would really stood out during these difficult, situations he was dealing with. That's something that really makes you encouraged by how young he is, by how mature he is and intelligent he is. No matter what he's facing, he stays the same person and can attack it and make the most of it, regardless of what sets in front of him on and off the court. Would that be pretty fair to say about his personality?
Yes, absolutely. He has an unbelievable positivity to him, where he is able to take whatever situation it is and make the most of it. And he really, really wants to learn and grow and improve and get better. One of our hardest things that we had to deal with this year is we had limited gym availability, which sounds crazy, but due to COVID. And he didn't get all the reps that, a normal freshman would have got in our situation in a normal year. And obviously it wasn't normal for anybody, but we just had a tough deal, and he was able to really fight through it, learn how to deal with, some different things that he's never had to deal with before. And I think that'll really prepare him well for what's coming into his rookie year. Rookie year for everybody is not easy. The good thing for Z is that he's already learned how to handle certain things when things aren't as easy as you would have hoped. He was able to overcome it and put himself in a great position to get drafted and play for an amazing franchise.
And the thing that I'll say is so personality, intelligence wise, obviously being able to, you know, remain the same person regardless of how difficult situations he may face. One of the other things that does stand out, you know, you mentioned, you know, needs to get a bit stronger. That just comes with time. But given his age, given the type of season that he encountered, given the fact that he does need to get a bit stronger, you know, Zach Kleiman, general manager of the Grizzlies, mentioned this is going to be a multi-year process, just talking about the fact that the idea with Zaire Williams is not necessarily immediate impact. It's turning potential into production to really become a significant part of this Grizzlies core going forward. But the thing about Zaire Williams, with all the things that he does well, it may take some time, and that's fine, because with his skill set, you want to give it the time to develop for it to really reach its peak with as much certainty as possible.
Yeah, that's right on. You know, with Z, this is a long-term development process where he has as high of a ceiling as anybody I've ever coached, and as high of, you know, has potential to be a long, long time NBA player and potential all-star. The truth is he does need time to get his body in order where he can fill out that frame. He's just so young, and he's 6'9", and he can shoot, and he is a great frame. Now he's just got to put it all into perspective and take some time to get some weight on there and get his body working a little bit more. That's the fun part is, you know, as a NBA front office, you know, guy, you want to get a guy that ceiling is untapped. Zaire's ceiling is untapped, and it may take a year, it may take 2 years to really tap into that, but he's going to get there because he's a great worker. As I said, incredibly high character, and just the kind of person that you want in your development program, because you know, he's going to improve over time. And he is 100% going to work and get better and learn and grow and fight through adversity and put himself in a position to succeed. And honestly, just couldn't be more excited for him, because we know what he's capable of, and it's just understand that it's going to take some time.
I'm sure, like many of you, I certainly would love to add a great tasting snack to my day that I could have in the morning for breakfast, in the afternoon as a snack, no matter when I have it during the day, something that will certainly add benefit to my day, both because it tastes great and it adds a boost of energy plus health benefits to your daily diet. That's Built Bar. It's the best tasting protein bar out there on the market. It's the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, but once again, offers health benefits to make your day better. And the great thing is, it's great tasting because there's over 18 different flavors to choose from. If you go to BuiltBar.com right now and you look at the different flavors, over 18 to choose from, and even if you don't think certain flavors are going to meet your standard of what tastes great, try them. There's no bad options. If you go to BuiltBar.com right now and you put in the promo code LOCKEDON, or put in the promo code LOCKED15, you'll also get 15% off your next order from Built Bar. That's 15% off by putting in the promo code LOCKED15 at BuiltBar.com. A great snack with over 18 different flavors to choose from that you can get 15% off simply putting in a promo code. Sounds like a winner to me. Go to BuiltBar.com, put in the promo code LOCKED15, choose from over 18 different flavors, and add Built Bar to your day to make it better. Obviously, the month of July was action-packed when it came to so many different areas of sports: basketball, hockey, MMA, the Olympics, the MLB, and NBA drafts. While August may not have as much activity in it, baseball's still going on. You obviously have MMA fights every week, and on the horizon is obviously college and pro football. Well, if wagering and betting is part of what makes your fandom special, I've got the place that has you covered. That's betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB and UFC/MMA action. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. But not just the playoffs. You can bet on futures when it comes to the NBA and the NHL, and obviously what's upcoming in the 2021 college and pro football seasons. Head to the website or use your mobile device, put in the promo code LOCKEDON, and sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, that's by putting in the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Visit betonline.ag today. And when it comes to taking that time, obviously, you know, as we mentioned, one of the things that really stands out about Zaire's game is the potential that he has in some of the most critical parts of the NBA game nowadays: creating his own shot, facilitation, things like that. When you look at Zaire Williams and the potential for him to develop in Memphis and the NBA, Coach Cohen, what are those swing skills that really stand out to you for his development? What areas of his game are you going to be most interested in following the development of that really will allow for him to, you know, reach his full potential? You know, if he does these certain things, this is really going to be a guy who has the potential to be a star. If for some reason the development in these certain skills are a bit slower, it may take a bit longer. What swing skills really stand out to you in terms of the overall development of Zaire over the next few years?
Yeah, number one, you got to start with strength, right? Functionally strong. That doesn't mean he needs to get big and bulky, but he needs to add weight to his frame. You know, he's somewhere in the 195-pound range, and he's probably got to get to 210, 215, and then continue to go. And you saw this with guys like Brandon Ingram, who had that long arms, tall frame, very skinny. It just takes time to get there, and now Brandon Ingram's doing some amazing things. So let's start there. Then you go into just shooting and understanding the right shots to shoot. In the NBA, obviously, three-pointers are so valuable, and being able to stretch the court is so valuable. I believe in his jump shot a lot, and he just needs to keep getting reps, game reps of playing where he's able to understand the reads that he needs to make. And then, you know, I would also just add continuing to get better in pick and roll, where he doesn't get bumped off his spot, where more physical guys can get into him. But when he's able to get downhill, being able to make the right reads and being able to finish at the rim. Finishing is always a developed skill that can really get better over time. And with him, as his body develops, as he gains strength, finishing at the rim will be something that'll definitely be a big focus. These are all areas that – the cool part is these are all areas that can improve, will improve, and just got to be focused on the right things. And development system that the Grizzlies have in place is top notch. So I expect them to continue to get better over time.
And we're here with Coach Adam Cohen, associate head coach at Stanford University, obviously, where Zaire Williams played his college basketball. And just to whatever knowledge you can speak of, Coach Cohen, when it comes to the Grizzlies and, you know, their relationship with Zaire as it developed, not sure of how much intel you may have, but it certainly seemed like the Grizzlies, they had mentioned that they had shown interest in him throughout the process. And my guess is that one of the reasons why is because they were both attracted to the personality of Zaire, but also really seeing that he could check many boxes for them. The Grizzlies certainly seem like they may have had interest early on to really make it seem like that Zaire was a preferred target of theirs in this draft.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I know myself and our staff had multiple conversations with the front office staff with the Grizzlies, talking about Zaire as a player, as a person, and the type of, you know, individual he is as a whole. And those were very positive, honest, you know, transparent conversations about what we believed in him and where we thought he could go. And, you know, we had such a crazy year that you didn't really get to see everything that he could become. And from those conversations, we did feel like there was an interest in him. Now, we never knew exactly what that would mean just because how this all works. But I did know that it would be a great fit, you know, in terms of what they were looking for, what they needed, and the type of character and the type of hardworking individuals they want to bring into their program.
And I think that's something that's, you know, a bit, you know, underlooked at, for lack of a better way of putting it, when it comes to being a college coach, just as in your position. Obviously, the part of it of bringing them into college, the recruiting process and things like that really stands out. But there's also, you know, the college coach's ability to be resources and things like that for when these players go to the next level that really stands out as well, as following on, you know, the college coaches and the players when it comes to the responsibility of, you know, making sure that they are presented in the best light possible when they get to, you know, the NBA draft process. One last thing, Coach, just with what you can share with us, is there either a funny or very, you know, in light when it comes to Zaire, is there a moment that stands out about when you first met him, a funny story from your time there, just a moment or two that really stands out that could really introduce Memphis to the type of player and person that Zaire is?
So I'll just say this. There's so many little things that we could talk about with Z. I'll give you an example. You know, I just had a newborn son who's now 8 months old, and you know, during the draft process where Zaire's traveling from city to city, working out for teams, having interviews and stuff, out of the blue one day he calls me and just asks, how's Leo doing? How's my son doing? That's the type of person Zaire is. He comes from a family who have a military background, who's been raised the right way, never taken anything for granted, and just about the right stuff, you know, and the type of kid you're not going to have to worry about. The type of kid is going to do the right thing, be a great person in the community, and be a great person for the culture of your team. The other thing I would say, and this is just a unique thing, Zaire loves to jet ski. It's just one of his things that he would love to do if he had an opportunity. I don't know how many opportunities he'll have in Memphis, and I know it's not his focus. But at the same time, that's definitely one of his hobbies that if he is ever able to get out and enjoy himself, he loves the jet ski.
Well, I think for the local bodies of water around here, that may be a great marketing opportunity because we do have a few of those, Arkansas, Mississippi, and everywhere else. So that's fun to hear. Coach Cohen, absolute pleasure getting to talk with you. This is one of the reasons why I had reached out for the opportunity to speak with you was just to get the insight. I've listened to another of the podcasts that you've done. Always very insightful. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us. Obviously, I know with being a coach at Stanford University, you do have many things on the horizon, but just where can folks find you, follow along, with you along the journey of seeing Zaire develop over the next few years? Where can folks find, several of the things that you do outside of coaching?
No, for sure. I mean, I would say whether it's Instagram or Twitter, my name is Coach Adam Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. Feel free to give me a follow and reach out anytime. I will say this, just as a group, you guys and Memphis fans will really enjoy who Zaire is, that you're going to really enjoy the energy he's going to bring, and you're going to see his continued growth over the next couple of years. And I know as a Stanford coach and a Stanford family here, we couldn't be more proud of him. And he's always going to represent us in a positive light, and just couldn't be more excited.
His name is Coach Adam Cohen. Obviously, you can find all of his great work, like he said, on Instagram and Twitter. Obviously, also following the Stanford men's basketball program. Coach, if you'll stick with us for just a second. But once again, thank you so much for taking the time. You can find Coach Cohen on Twitter at Coach Adam Cohen, as he mentioned. Make sure to follow him and obviously see the interactions that he has along the way with Zaire Williams. Thanks so much, Coach.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, and really excited for Z.
His name is Coach Adam Cohen of Stanford University. My name is Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter as well. We'll continue to have all the coverage from the Grizzlies Summer League as well as any other news that comes down the pipe. For Adam Cohen, my name is Sean Coleman. Thanks so much for listening to the Locked on Grizzlies podcast.